I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More Palestinian families flee Gaza City as Israel prepares to launch a new offensive targeting what it describes as Hamas's last stronghold. Hundreds of Palestinian Christians are still sheltering in churches they fled to at the start of the war. It's too difficult and too dangerous to leave. Advocates will soon speak on their behalf at an Illinois event organized by Bethlehem Bible College. Pastor and Professor Munter Isaac says they'll be talking to U.S. believers.
We want to challenge them. Do you care to listen to Palestinian Christians, our plights, our suffering, our perspective? This is our beginning point. Listen to Palestinian Christians because you're talking about our livelihood.
Get the details and more at missionnews.org. And who has God called you to share Jesus with? Indonesia's Aceh province is nearly 100% Muslim. But right where it's hardest to live for Christ is right where one church planter is gone. Brian Dennett with AMG International says Dodi was born into a Christian Indonesian family. When Dodi finally recognized the emptiness in his life, God got a hold of his heart. He received Bible training with AMG and was recently sent out.
He chose the Aceh people because of that distinction of being so devoutly Muslim and with so few Christians. That became kind of a burning challenge and passion for him.
Dodi and his wife are praying and planning to start house churches in every village in Aceh. Would you pray for them and consider coming alongside them? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.